Somebody get me a doctor, and I've got one right here. All right. Everybody, I want everybody to calm down here for a second. Anna is off because her daughter got the flu, and then she got the flu, and they both had the flu shot. And that scared me because I had the flu shot.
So did I.
We all did.
Most came in here.
It was a big thing for us to get the flu shot around here. And yet, there seems to be a mutation in the flu that's making a lot of people sick, and it's freaking people out. Dr. Irfan Hafiz is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine McHenry Hospital. And I don't know how much you're seeing out in McHenry, doctor, but this certainly, a little bit of a surprise late in the season, right?
A little bit. I mean, it varies season to season. Certainly, it's not outside of expected there. Typically, we do see this a few weeks earlier, but it can vary season to season.
And what has happened here in terms of the flu season? What is this? Is this a mutated virus that's now entering in that wasn't covered in the flu shot?
Well, yes and no. Couple of things. I mean, we typically do have three types of viruses that they cover for, and their subtypes, because there's a lot of variation with the influenza viruses that are out there. So when the manufacturers do select next year's vaccination, they're looking at the most common and prevalent one. So yes, it does reduce your likelihood of being hospitalized, especially death. That is the primary end goal there. Certainly also reduces the duration of symptoms, but it doesn't always guarantee you're not going to get ill, but certainly still helps out a lot.
So you would suggest people get this no matter what. Even if people are going to get sick, they would have been much sicker without the flu shot.
Correct. And when they've looked at trials and looked at populations where you compared vaccinated to unvaccinated, certainly the number of deaths, the number of hospitalizations, the number of days lost at work are significantly less in the population that was vaccinated.
Well, for those of us who did get the flu shot, where do we go from here? Is there anything we can do? anything to help kind of fight this thing off? I'm worried now, Doc.
Yeah. I think you're doing the right thing in terms of getting vaccinated ahead of the season, because then you don't want to get vaccinated too late, because your body doesn't have time enough to ramp up that training and that immunity that you want to be effective when you encounter the virus. But, of course, once we're in the middle of flu season, certainly if someone is ill, they shouldn't be in public places or at work, and especially until their fever is resolved. So we're reducing the spread. Hand washing, using hand sanitizers also go a long way in that, in reducing that spread.
Hazmat suit all day, 24 hours.
That's what I'm in. Yeah. I do get some funky looks though, like on the street.
But then you laugh right back, and well, like, look at you getting exposed to a new flu strain,
breathing things in. Are you? But here's the question a lot of people have, because there's confusion when people say the flu. They think it's like a gastrointestinal thing. They think it's diarrhea and throwing up and stuff like that. And there's something in the marketplace right now that seems to be affecting. I'm hearing a lot of people who are getting sick for a couple of days with some sort of gastrointestinal issue. That is not the influenza that we're talking about. It's not the flu. The flu is it happens in your lungs, and it's a whole body kind of problem. It's high fever, right? Those are
correct.
The dangerous things. What do we know about this stomach flu thing that's going around, though?
Yeah, so, I mean, in the winter months, it is pretty common to get other viral illnesses that are not influenza-related. There are some of them that do cause, a 24-hour stomach bug and things like that. Those are fairly common to occur as well, and those are, as you just said, are very commonly misinterpreted as being the flu, when indeed influenza has very little stomach issues there. It's a sudden onset of shaking, chills, high fever, body aches, with complications can give rise to breathing issues, especially in elderly or the extremely young. That's really influenza, but there are a lot of non-influenza seasonal illnesses going around. That is, which the vaccine is not going to do anything for.
No, No. Well, and that's, but why in the winter does that stomach flu, that 24-hour bug, hit?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of infectious diseases do have seasonal variation, and that's always kind of been that way. Now, there are certain other bugs that you do see during the summer months, Rocky Mountain spotted fever and Lyme disease. And
No, you're going to drive me crazy now. I'm a hypochondriac already. I'm going to start mentioning these things. I'm going to start getting all the symptoms. But I do think it's like there's two things. Like when people are stuck indoors, like cruise ships, when one person gets a stomach bug in a cruise ship, the entire ship has to pull into a port, and ambulances have to line up on the docks, right? I mean, it's just it's one of those kinds of deals. That's that norovirus thing. We'd like to avoid that. Hey, all right, doctor, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I want to ask you just really quickly, do measles, this is one of the reasons we called here. There was somebody that had measles
at Midway,
and then there was a hospital. Should we really be concerned about that?
With the specific case, yes. I think measles, certainly we are seeing more cases of measles nationally. We are seeing that, especially with drops in vaccination rates. There are more susceptible people now than they were in the recent past. But it is not to the extent of general alarm because there's one case. Certainly the public health system is looking into those and looking for those who may have been exposed to that and contacting those people.
But if you've been vaccinated, you're okay, right?
If you're vaccinated, you're more than likely to be okay. Those measles vaccinations are actually very, very effective, except for some extremely rare circumstances.
Yeah, and so I just do not understand this at all, the anti-vaxxer thing. See, Facebook's going after them now. Like, all right, we're not going to spread this stuff because it's dangerous. It's dangerous. You could die from the measles. People think, oh, it's the measles. It's bumps. It's not. It's a very serious disease, and it affects major organs. Does it not, doctor? Why am I telling you this? You're the doctor.
Yes. Can cause brain damage and respiratory problems. There can be very severe, debilitating complications.
Right. There you go. All right, doctor. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it, sir.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dr. Irfan Haviz.
Speaking of anti-vaxxers, I'm looking forward to talking about Vary Cavallari a little bit later on in the show. Season 2.
I like how you worked that in.
Yeah, a little tease. That's a radio tease.
You know what that is? That's nice. That's like a verbal crossfade is what you just did right
Cavallari.
There. Hey, we're going to get Vary Cavallari. It's season 2.
The trailer for it? Oh, so good.
Richard Roper will be here. He's seen the whole thing, I think, already.
Most
of it.
Premieres Sunday night.
Oh, man.
Get Jay Cutler in a broadcast booth already. Put him in the Monday Night Football booth.
Did you see people were joking about him being in the Monday Night Football booth? But not they were doing it to troll him.
Right, but these are the things that happened in 2019 with social media. People turned something like a joke into a reality. Now people are like, no, I think that'd be a really cool idea. Put Jay Cutler in.
Let me tell you something. They did that in 2016, too.
I knew you were going to go there.
All right, let's check in now. Here's Eric Rung in the newsroom. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
The search is on for two men Chicago police say tried to kidnap a young girl. More on that and more at 4:30 from the WGN Newsroom.